Hello, I'm Ali George, and this is an excerpt from my story, The Boy Who Whistled Like a Bird. Once upon a time in Dundee, there lived a boy who whistled like a bird. The boy's name was Zan Tay, and people always knew where he was and whether he was happy or sad because they could hear him whistling long before they saw him. Some of the children at school teased Zan about his whistling, but mostly they just asked him to teach them how to do it too. He tried to give lessons, but the truth was he didn't know quite how the songs came out. It just happened. It always had. One day, Zan asked his granny Tay why it was that he could sing like a bird and the other children couldn't. She was the oldest person he knew. It stood to reason she would be the wisest. Zan didn't know exactly how old she was, but from her white hair and the 87 wrinkles in her face, he knew she must be ancient. Wrinkles on faces, as I'm sure you know, are the human equivalent of rings inside a tree. When Zan asked Granny Tay his question, she pursed her lips and narrowed her eyes, then stared silently at him for a very long time. Initially, he stared back, assuming it was some kind of test he had to pass, but after several minutes, he began to have doubts. He was on the verge of giving up when she finally spoke. "Ask your Granny McGregor," she said. Then she put on her scratchy wool scarf and her plastic beige mac and left the house without another word. "Where did Granny Tay go?" asked Zan's mum, wobbling into the room laden with mugs of tea and packets of biscuits.
"Oh,"
Zan shrugged, stuffing his mouth with chocolate digestives. "When are we seeing Granny McGregor again?" "She's coming for tea tomorrow," Zan's mum said. The next evening, Zan waited until Mum and Dad were in the kitchen washing up. Then he asked Granny McGregor why he could sing like a bird and other children could not. The old lady looked at him very seriously, something she had never done before. She was generally the granny with a twinkle in her eye and a £2 coin to slip into your pan before she left for the evening, whereas Granny Tay was always very sombre and serious. If you wanted a £2 coin from her, you had to earn it by taking the bin out or sweeping the stairs. "Zan," said this new, serious Granny McGregor, "why would you ask that? Isn't it a wonderful talent, being able to sing like a bird?" Zan felt she was avoiding the question. "Of course it is," he said. "I was just curious. And Granny Tay said you would know." "And did she know?" Granny McGregor looked annoyed. This was not how Zan had anticipated the conversation going, so he tried to think of a way out. He loved his grannies dearly and would never want to upset them, yet here he was having angry staring contests with both in the same 24 hours.